Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about National Immunization Awareness Month. This is part one of a two-part interview. This month, August, is National Immunization Month. So what does that mean for just the general population?
Yes, National Immunization Awareness Month happens every August. And it's a great time to spread the word and spread information about immunizations for all age groups.
Okay, so you're mentioning that the first week is regarding adult immunization. So what can you tell me about immunizations for adults?
Well, the messages we want to share with adults for this week is that just because adults are no longer attending school doesn't mean immunizations are over for them. There still is every 10 years to get a tetanus shot. One of those over a lifetime, adult lifetime, should have the whooping cough in it, the Tdap. Also, adults over 65 should be getting a pneumonia shot. Adults over 60, it's recommended to have a shingles shot. And then for adults working, depending on their career, they may need hepatitis A and hepatitis B, or depending on upcoming travel plans, they might need hepatitis A or hepatitis B. And then, of course, seasonal influenza.
So now, when adults are traveling, does it usually just depend on where they're traveling as far as what immunizations they'll need?
Yes, exactly. That's right. And they can call us and we can help them. That's a resource. The travel clinic at University of Iowa Hospitals has the experts. They know all the diseases across the world, what's happening. And then also the CDC website, cdc.gov. A person can look at the heading that's listed Traveler's Health. They have a map of the whole world, and then they'll list general recommendations for vaccines that are needed or malaria pills or whatnot.
Okay. So now, if someone is unsure of their immunization history, for example, I'm not sure when my last tetanus shot happened. Mm-hmm. Is there somewhere they can find out about that information?
Yes, you can certainly call your healthcare provider. They would probably have it in your records. Or you could call us at Public Health. We have access to the statewide database. And as long as those providers have charted in that database, it's there forever. And we can look up whatever vaccine a person has received anywhere in the state. And we can look that up, information up as well.
Okay, so now the second week of the month is maternal immunization. So what can you tell me about that?
Right. Well, there are two vaccines that are recommended for pregnant women. Oftentimes, pregnant women think they shouldn't get vaccines, but the flu, seasonal influenza vaccine, is an important vaccine for pregnant women. Women that are pregnant are at increased risk of complications of the flu. Those are the people that usually end up getting hospitalized, so that's important. And also, antibodies from that flu vaccine can travel to the developing baby, so the baby's born with a little bit of immunity to seasonal flu. And the same goes with the pertussis, the Tdap vaccine. That is recommended for women in their third trimester. And those pertussis antibodies that are developing in the mom then travel to the developing baby, and the baby is born with some immunity as well, which is really important. Babies don't get their first set of shots until they're 2 months old. And especially babies being born now into flu season, they don't get flu shots until they're 6 months old. So they may go through the entire flu season not being able to get a flu shot. So it's great to start off having a little bit of antibody. So those two shots are important for moms.
So then the third week is involving young children.
Yes, that's right. And so information to share with people, families with young children, is important to get vaccines on time. And then also getting ready for school. People may not realize or be aware that infectious diseases can spread rather quickly in schools, child cares, preschools, because poor hand washing with those youngsters, and they're not covering their coughs, and they're in a classroom maybe with 25 or 30 children, so they're more exposed in a smaller area. So all those reasons why infectious diseases travel more quickly in schools, child care, preschool. So it's important to have those immunizations on time. And so right now is the time that parents should be checking with their care providers or us, checking those immunization records, making sure their kids are ready to go back to school.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lynn Fisher. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.